WHO's up, Twisted Sister. There are a lot of people out there who aren't going to take it, ensuring, at the very least, the survival of the Hohokus heavy metal act from the 1980s. Katie Rotondi, the new chair of the Sussex County Democratic Committee, previously served as chair of the Young Democrats of Sussex County. Jane Kelly, this from the Bergen Records, Dustin Recipoy, sensing that a newly formed legislative committee to investigate Governor Phil Murphy's hiring practices was coming at him like a locomotive. Kelly, a vice president in charge of ethics at the school's development authority, STA, called the governor's office in November to warn of another potentially damaging matter. She called Murphy's office to warn him and instead got lowballed for doing her job. Laura Mottos, the general manager of Kivit, was elected as the new LUPAC president for the 2019-2020 term. Robert Field, the current aide to the governor, will receive a promotion to senior aide to the governor. In his role, Field serves as a liaison between the governor's front office and federal, county and local elected officials to assist with various issues. WHO's down Heather Darling. Things don't seem to be getting any easier for Heather Darling, the Republican candidate for Morris County surrogate, according to InsiderNews columnist Fred Snowflack. After withstanding unusually harsh personal attacks from a GOP primary opponent, Darling is now being accused of urging struggling families to help make ends meet by selling their babies. Richard Smith, the president of the New Jersey chapter of the NAACP, got an earful from members after he signed onto a pro-Norcross op-ed penned by U.S. Senators Cory Booker and Bob Menendez. Kellyanne Conway, an independent government investigative agency, said the senior advisor to President Donald J. Trump and New Jersey native twice violated the Hatch Act, which prohibits government employees from engaging in political activities. Matt Plotkin. The aftermath of last week's Select Legislative Committee report on the Brendan Alvarez mess wasn't kind to Governor Phil Murphy's chief counsel, Jim McGreevy. According to a story in the Hudson County View, 6 months after the Jersey City Employment and Training Program voted out the former governor as their executive director, officials allege that a forensic audit shows millions of dollars are either unaccounted for or were redirected to a McGreevy-era nonprofit. McGreevy vociferously proclaimed his innocence and pointed the finger at Jersey City Mayor Stephen Fulop. The Burlington GOP, the party organization, is out of their magnificent Mount Holly headquarters after 30 years.